card tables. It was just time. Yeah,
they were
in.
Our table.
It was the card tables. They were wonky.
Oh, yeah. Really? But they were. I see. Yeah, you hear about people going back to back. They do.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order for our HUNCA session. This is day one. The time is 10 a.m. Congressman Hamilton, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. High and Dots of Wakanda, Wakanda is Yankee. Father, we ask you to be in our heart and minds as we come together as one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families represented here and our Osage people, especially during this time of the new for this new spring year. We ask you, please be with the families who are dealing with mourning, who are dealing with sickness, and please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Regard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we have our executive message. Chief Standing Bear. Good morning.
Good morning. And thank you for allowing me to do the State of the Nation, which is going to be a little bit longer than the opening statement. So, but nevertheless, members of the Congress, thank you for
Chief,
this
can we get you to speak into your mic a little bit more for our listening? Thank you.
For our listening audience?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. So the Osage Nation government has a current workforce of 434 employees reporting to the Office of the Chiefs and over 130 employees reporting to the Osage Nation Health Systems, which in Osage is named CC Apetcha. Our Osage casinos employ over 1,200 people. Osage preference in hiring and contracting applies to the Osage government and all of its enterprises. Both the Pawhuska and Bartlesville casino construction are over 60% complete. We're also very pleased to see the recent clean compliance audit reports from the NIGC, the National Indian Gaming Commission, on our existing casino operations. The Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board has notified this Congress and the Chief that the upcoming fiscal year estimated tribal distribution in the Osage Treasury for the fiscal year beginning October 1 will be $68 million. This continues the upward trend of distribution from Osage casinos, and we expect this trend to accelerate after both the new casinos in Pawhuska and Bartlesville are in full operation later this year. Political issues regarding our efforts to reestablish our presence in the Missouri homeland are not unexpected and will be present as we grow stronger in the place our ancestors lived and prospered before the one-sided treaties were forced upon us. Our IT department is very busy working with the programs in further development of our website. Just look at the collaborative effort between the communications department, IT, and our cultural department by going to the website at osageculture.com. We are also very proud of the new branding campaign, Wajaje Always. The message is being delivered through our nation that we are not relics of the past. We are a living, thriving, culturally expressive people who are reconnecting no matter where we live. The Osage Nation Resource Directory has been updated and serves as a great source of information online. With all this communication, our IT department is busy. One particular day, the IT department blocked two major viruses coming from inbound email, 2,318 spam messages, and 30,419 mass mailer emails. There are constant updates and monitoring to keep email and websites operating and updated against these global threats. Cybersecurity is a priority. The Osage Nation Community Development Financial Institution, the CDFI, is now structured and ready to fulfill its U.S. Department of the Treasury guided mission to provide Osage individuals and Osage businesses fair access to financial capital to develop our private sector. This CDFI is 100% owned by the Osage Nation. As with any new financial institution, initial support by the owners is necessary. Both Chickasaw Nation and Citizen Potawatomi Nation have been pioneers in doing this with their CDFIs, and we especially thank the Citizen Potawatomi Nation for their advice on how to be successful in this business. The Fairfax Senior Housing and the additions to the Pawhuska Senior Housing have been completed. Now we are beginning the Hominy Senior Housing Project. The new Wake and Iron Hall is 85% complete and will be open for the Pawhuska dances. The Osage Nation Cemetery design is complete, as is the design for the new Wajaje Early Learning Academy in Pawhuska. The Gray Horse and Hominy Chapel expansions have begun. Living well requires good health. Next week, on April 4, we will break ground for construction of the much-needed primary residential treatment facility, transitional living center, and related buildings. These will greatly step up our capacity to confront the pains of depression, drug addictions, alcoholism, and anxieties. Our existing programs grappling with these serious matters will find the new investment a great assistance to their efforts. The much larger new health clinic property located on Main Street in Pawhuska has been cleared of abandoned buildings and hazards. How and when this project proceeds will depend on the financing decisions of the CCAPECA Board, the Osage Congress, and the Chief. The Board is working with their attorney, CEO, and CFO on preparing those options. I have asked Treasurer Tyler McIntosh to work with them. Under our Constitution, important financing issues affecting risk, obligations, credit, and waivers of sovereign immunity of the nation must be presented to the Congress and the Chief by the Board. With all we are doing, we must be careful to maintain the delicate balance of achieving our dreams with the resources that we have available. As of today, the Osage Nation government remains debt-free. The broadband project is moving forward. The broadband department is building over 200 miles of fiber optics and 16 towers to provide the infrastructure for high-speed internet in our communities. I've asked the director, James Trombley, procurement director, Claire Wood, secretary of development, Casey Johnson, grants director, Krista Fulkerson, treasurer, Tyler McIntosh, and our attorney general to work together and prepare an analysis of what parts of the grants received by the Osage Nation build and operate governmental purposes, and what parts build and operate proprietary activities. The differences are recognized in law. From this analysis, we will draft a new RFP for non-governmental services. The Osage Nation government will have a contractual relationship with the successful bidder, which manages the business which will use the 5G network. There will be a cost for this use from business, as the Osage Nation will be required to maintain the infrastructure over the years. All of this is complex and ongoing. I am asking our people to move faster on this, as the lack of clarity is unhelpful. Notably, Osage LLC and its subsidiary, OIS, will receive Osage preference in the bidding process. The Housing Voucher Assistance Program has served 552 households with emergency relocation assistance to families who would not, so they would not become homeless, or and to keep their utilities connected. The HUD VASH program has assisted veterans with addressing homelessness. The Education Department has launched the new program, Financial Assistance Services for School Clothing, Supplies, and Technology. They have served 1,248 students to date. The Education Department has also hosted its largest annual college and career fair with 371 participants. A few months ago, the Deposka Okotopi and other Osage students spoke with astronaut Nicole Mann, who was circling planet Earth in the International Space Station. She is the first Native American female in space. Deposka Okotopi continues to grow, and last week we received the renewal of our private school accreditation. We had no deficiencies and were approved to add a seventh grade in the fall. Our Osage Museum has been active in exhibits and events here in Pawhuska, but you may have seen the Voices of the Drum exhibit recently showing at the First American Museum in Oklahoma City. This project is in collaboration with the Osage Museum and the Osage Foundation. Planning and design of the Osage Museum continues. We thank the Osage Foundation for all their work, and I have taken steps to include the foundation in the planning and design of the renovation and expansion of the Osage Museum. The planning and design of the new Heritage Center has begun. We are looking forward to other new projects, such as the new Congress Chambers and the new Judicial Building. Many Osages have enjoyed the Heritage Site Visit program sponsored by our historical preservation team. This year, 50 Osage constituents applied for these fantastic educational and cultural trips, and we need to look at expanding our funding for this program. The Language Department has been incredibly dedicated to preserving and growing our knowledge of our Wajaje language. They have a very high level of commitment to teaching in person and through their website, activities, technology, and bringing our language back to life. Our Language Department also submitted subtitling efforts for the Killers of the Flower Moon movie. Our Culture Department has been busy in many areas working with our communities in making Osage wedding hats, conducting all the cultural education programs that they deliver. Like our Language Department, they're working with individuals and communities through our visitor center, website, books, technology, events, all preserving and growing our culture. Their commitments are deeply personal, and like our language, are key to our identity as Wajaje. Our 150-year celebration was truly an amazing experience. This was a fantastic collaboration of the Osage Congress, the executive branch, and our community to present where we have come from, where we are today, and where our future may be. Now I can say the chicken production has begun at Harvest Land. Our team has produced the first batch of Harvest Land Osage honey, and additional beehives are coming in the future. The greenhouse, food processing center, and aquaponics farm have been receiving national praise, as has the butcher house. Our bison preserve needs to be expanded from the current 3,200 acres to 5,000 acres because we now have 250 head of healthy bison with calves coming. The Osage Nation Police Department has need to grow. It was awarded a COPS grant, which has allowed the hiring of two new officers, both who are Osage. ONPD also received a Justice Assistance Grant, which is being used to help ONPD upgrade and replace communications equipment. ONPD also received an Amber Alert Kit to utilize in the event of a missing child within our jurisdiction. Emergency management began the expansion of our private radio communication system to provide stronger and broader radio communication. Wildland Fire responded to a total of 95 wildfires since October 1, 2022. They also suppressed fire at 16,175 acres of land. They have also conducted 64 oil and gas lease inspections and approximately 15 miles of power line inspections to look for and prevent possible ignition sources that could cause unwarranted wildland fires. The Child Subsidy Program has served 103 are Osage children. The community that benefited from literacy services and has benefited from literacy services through the Book Mobile program at child care centers and public schools, serving approximately 265 children per month with 45% Osage participation. The Child Support Department continues to serve over 400 clients and collection is steady. The food distribution program serves close to 400 clients every month. The WIC department is serving over 200 Osages. Financial assistance completed a record-setting year with youth employment services featuring Cyber Patriot training, which focused on cybersecurity careers within the military. Financial services also increased assistance to Osage members experiencing a financial crisis who are experiencing a financial crisis, we increased that sum from $1,000 to $2,000. The Treasury has established a retained revenue policy and an encumbered funds policy. Our grants department work has resulted in Osage Nation being awarded $29,390,000, almost $30 million, with a win rate of 93.2%. Grants were also awarded almost $100 million for non-tribal funding. All non-tribal funding reports are currently in compliance at 100%. Osage Nation now has a fully operational central shipping and receiving building. BI negotiations on several critical matters have been ongoing and difficult. There are major concerns about the new proposed federal regulations on oil and gas operations. We believe these new proposed regulations could destroy a third or more of Osage Nation oil production. At the same time, BIA is putting roadblocks in front of our request to use existing federal law and regulations favorable to Osage Nation and the Osage Minerals Council to have access and control over tribally designated federal jobs, information, and assets. We do recognize that the efforts to streamline the Osage probate process and to recover Osage head rights, which have left Osage ownership, will require new special laws by the United States Congress. I believe supporting the Osage Minerals Council to be the lead agency on these federal law changes to be the best way forward. Using existing law to have the BIA give up its stranglehold on Osage production is another matter and is a fight which I will not let up. The health benefit card has over 15,000 participants and the Medicare supplement has over 1,300 participants. Our Plan D Medicare prescription program has over 1,100 participants. 1,431 Osage students are now receiving the Osage Scholarship. We are indeed stronger today than last year. We are stronger today than we were 10 years ago. All of us have been part of this process, and we are building on the work of our predecessors and our ancestors. Without their work, we could not have achieved so much so quickly. Recently, I was asked by a reporter from France about my greatest concern. My response is that I'm concerned the future generation does not realize how thin the ice is between the warmth of our sovereignty above the ice and the coldness of the joy of the icy depths. It is up to these future generations to continue the work we do today and the work of our ancestors. I look forward to doing this work with you now and in the future. I am hopeful the next generation is ready to take the lead in our quest to be Wajaje with our own lands, language, and culture. Wewana.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. Good morning to our members, Chief, Assistant Chief, those listening in. We have 11 bills filed right now. We have more coming. We're waiting on some support documentation. We are going to do things a little differently this week. We're going to have 2 days this week with no session. As most of us know, but the listening audience probably doesn't know, our clerk of Congress that's been with us for over 10 years has accepted another position with the Delaware Nation. We have our assistant clerk will be clerking the entire month. And we are excited for her to be with us and help us through this next month. We have hired a new clerk, and that clerk is going to be Brooklyn Kimball, and she is going to be training with Caitlin before Caitlin it will be leaving us at the end of this session to pursue another avenue of work, and we're excited for her and for Shanna. Be patient. And remember that we have folks that are filling in into new roles. This will be Caitlin's very first time clerking the entire HUNCA session. So we just ask for patience. We will be just fine. And let's get to work. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 23-22, an act to provide for secondary preference in employment to persons of Osage descent who are not members of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Speaker, colleagues, Kahika, Assistant Chief. Reading in ONCA 2323, an act to amend ONCA 2178 to join the appropriations for an assisted living facility into one bill, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Reading in ONCA 2324, an act to repeal ONCA 22-06 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading in ONCA 23-25, An act to amend ONCA 22-95 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $7,000 for the Cayuga State Club and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading in ONCA 23-26, an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $32,559 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2327, an act to authorize the amount of $700,000 to Osage LLC for fencing at the heliport and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 23-28, an act to amend ONCA 21-73 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $3,773,386 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 23-29, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $617,313 of non-tribal funds and $74,287 of tribal matching funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCA 23-30, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC 8-102 to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm reading in ONCR 23-07, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow appointments to be confirmed in special session. Congressman Tillman.
Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCR 23-08, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to make interim appointments expire 30 days after appointment unless confirmed in special session or regular session.
Thank you. ONCA 2322 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2323 will be assigned to health and social services. ONCA 2324 will be assigned to health and social services. ONCA 2325 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2326 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2327 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2328 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2329 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2330 will be assigned to government operations. ONCR 2307 will be assigned to government operations. ONCR 2308 will be assigned to government operations. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Chair, I'd like to notice the Appropriations Committee meeting today from 1 to 3 p.m.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment. Congressman Hamilton?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.